Hiya, how are ya?
Fine, and you?
Doing pretty good. It's a little bit warm out here, but not unbearable. Is this a hockey?
No, that's a Razorback.
So it's gotta be from Alabama or Arkansas? Arkansas. Mm-hmm. I'm not very good with sports, but I'm pretty sure that's not the the hockey mascot for Denver.
No, definitely not.
Is that like the Avalanche?
Avalanche,
Yeah, okay. It's like, I'm going crazy for a little bit there.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. So you guys are from Arkansas then? Or?
Yes.
Cool. How long have you guys been out here?
6 years.
6 years, okay. So you guys are the first owners then in the home?
Yes.
Perfect. And you guys just moved out here for work and you guys like it?
Yeah, it's a nice place. Yep.
Yeah, it's probably a lot less buggy and muggy
yeah,
and everything.
Yeah, definitely less muggy and buggy. That's true. Yeah.
Good. I'm glad you're pleased with Colorado. It's a good place. So, basically, I'm the route manager for pest control. Okay. Mm-hmm. We are taking care of a lot of bugs that are coming in from the backfield.
Mm-hmm.
Just about everybody here sees a few wasps.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have been here for 6 years, so you guys know where you guys see them on the regular basis, right?
Right.
As well as the spiders and the ants out in the rocks there.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys see more of those out front or out back generally?
Spiders, I would say out back. We really don't have much of an ant problem.
Right, it's usually a spring thing. So
yeah, and then wasps, I see more nests in the front.
Just up in the front leaves here?
Usually around the front.
Okay, yeah, you got that one there, one there. Higher ones, but not probably.
Yeah, that's a whole other story.
It is for sure. What kind of dog is this? Just
this is a Scottish Terrier.
Scottish Terrier?
Yeah.
How old?
8.
Yeah. That's a cute dog.
Thanks.
How often do you have him groomed?
He's overdue. It's usually every 2 months, but he's a little overdue right now, so he usually looks a little bit stiffier.
Hey. It's a cute dog.
Stop.
My wife has a little beagle, and she's just in love with it. It's on its way out. It's been, it's like 10.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, it's an old dog.
Yeah.
So, that's the worst thing about dogs, when they go, and like, oh,
yeah, I know. Yeah, we don't want to think about that.
No, of course. So basically, they've been doing it with the while we're out here from Littleton, we're just a smaller local owned business. And so when we get out here, we do a 60% discount for everybody and keeps everybody's prices really low. Thankfully, being here 6 years, you guys probably haven't seen too much on the inside. Probably just a few spiders in the basement. That's really typical. Do you guys have finished down there as well?
Yeah, mostly.
As far as I know, finished almost all the ranches and basements, so that's nice for you guys.
Yeah.
There's in the mechanical closet, where the like water heater is and those things, there's still genuinely a few spiders down there.
Okay.
A lot of them, you guys have 4 window wells here?
I think we have 3.
3. There's two on that side, one on that side then?
One in the back and 2 on the side.
Oh, okay. This house must be flipped styles from the one down the street then.
Yeah.
Okay. And underneath your windows, it's going to be similar to underneath the whole, all edges of the home. They have drain holes, so that any water gets in and drain out. Well, a lot of bugs like to climb in up through those windows and then just get up inside the wall voids. So they're not going to be like where you guys are going to see them a lot. The only bugs homeowners out here, at least, have seen basically at all inside the home are the spiders. The wasps don't come in, and all the other bugs are hiding. The spiders are the only predators, which makes sense, and so they're the ones out hunting.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you would see them more than the other food.
Sure.
But the other food source is obviously there, got in during construction, and with the field behind, a lot of it still continues to grow.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because the house, and you could tell me if I'm wrong here, but most people keep their houses steady temperature, so I'm assuming you're the same here.
You try.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Rarely are we successful, but we do keep it a little bit warmer in the summer, like, because it's still a lot cooler than outside, but keep your house at a steady temperature. That actually helps those insects that get up in the wall voids keep a steady breeding cycle. And so what the neighbors really like, I don't know if you know Tuck or Jamie, but they're just down the street. Jamie has a few smaller kids.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what she likes is, generally, if you're coming from Arkansas, do you guys have pest control out there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And that's like an essential, right? Did they have it in the wall, or how did they do it back there? I know. Different places they do it differently.
What do you mean in the wall?
Okay, so that answers the question. In Florida and California, they actually, in the building process, they stick a pipe through the whole wall with an outlet on the outside of the home. Mm-hmm. So the pest control company can just come and attach that and just fumigate the whole walls.
Okay.
Because that's where bugs are. Okay. Most companies, though, they're going to spray your baseboards.
Right.
That's probably what you're more
used
to.
That's what I remember.
Right. The thing is, bugs live inside the walls, not on the baseboards. And so when we come out and treat, rather than putting all that product out where your kids and your pets are going to be, we actually just stick it right up inside the wall void where the bugs are.
Okay.
Okay, so up underneath your sink where the pipe goes into the wall, we pull back the cover and actually treat directly inside the wall void. That way, as those bugs cross that pipeline, they'll cross the product, take it back to the colony, and really flush everything out. That way, you don't have to worry about any of the spiders being around any of the kids or the pets now.
Okay.
The spiders that I'm specifically dealing with in the neighborhood are primarily black widows. There are a few wolf spiders that are getting eaten by the wasps and things outside, but there are quite a few black widows coming in through the window wells and then in the garage. That's what I'm dealing with the customers that I have. So I'm assuming it's going to be pretty similar across the neighborhood,
okay,
or at least closely there. So we will take care of all the spiders. On the exterior of the homes, make sure nothing else is getting in, on top of flushing everything out. We do treat 3 feet out and 3 feet up, all the way around the base of the home, which is what you're probably used to in the company. Mm-hmm. With us, though, we actually do a granular 12 to 15 feet out, all the way around the home as well, and in all of your rock areas.
Okay.
Basically, the whole backyard, if you're about the same as everybody else here, to make sure that anything coming in from that field is getting that product on and dying before it gets up inside the walls. And then on top of that, once we've taken care of the food source, to get care of the wasps, are you familiar with what wasps eat?
Not really.
Okay. Well, I'll just be simple here. I have a picture for us to explain here. Basically, they lay their egg down in here, and then they paralyze these smaller, softer-bodied insects, and they stuff them in there and cap it over with a white cap, or in the mud dauber's case, just with more mud.
Right.
And then as these larvae hatch out, they actually eat these insects on their way out.
Okay.
And so to really control the wasp, it's absolutely essential that we take care of that food source.
Okay.
So on top of doing that granular, we actually are going to brush and treat around every door, every window, and up in all the eaves all the way around the home.
Okay.
So we'll knock down those wasp nests and actually erase their pheromone scent, which is like a dog marking somewhere.
Okay.
Okay. Now, how many kids do you guys have?
Just
that one? That one? How soon?
In August. August 19th.
August 19th. Yeah. Cool. My brother's is the 12th, and I have another brother who's the... Not a brother. A cousin who's the 10th.
Okay.
So, it's a good month.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Super excited then?
Yes, very excited.
That's cool. What is it your husband does for work?
He works for an old guest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool, and that's what you moved you guys out here?
Yeah.
Wow, it's a lot of oil out here, a lot more than I ever anticipated.
Yeah, definitely.
But, so we will treat that whole backyard there and do the whole inside and outside and keep everything safe. Make sure that when your trout does arrive, there's no bugs around.
Okay.
Mark there. Are you guys going to be around tomorrow?
Yes.
Yeah, tomorrow afternoon?
Yeah.
Okay, because that's when my technician's going to be out here, so we can fit in at a 60% discount.
Well, we already have a service that comes out and does all this. They spray the baseboards and stuff like that. So.
They do. Uh-huh. Yeah, and that's kind of why the neighbors have been upgrading. They had services as well. One of them had Terminix, the other had Edge, and then one had Effective Pest.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know who you guys are using.
Echo Shield.
Okay. Uh-huh. And are you aware they just got bought by Orchid?
Seems like I heard that somewhere.
Okay.
Okay.
Just some people don't know. I think it's important at least to know that they got sold.
Okay.
But EcoShield's not a terrible company, and I don't want to say that they are. For a lot of their customers, they do a great job.
Mm-hmm.
And that's good. They really like the customers who have upgraded. They really like how we get up in the eaves every time. Mm-hmm. I don't know when the last time we were sprayed was out here, but getting the wasp down is pretty important, and also to think about what wasps are eating. Would I even have wasps if they were really getting rid of all their food source?
Mm-hmm.
So that's something to think about, as well as do I really want that product sprayed out where my kids and pets are?
Right.
I know right now you don't have any children, which is basically you have a child. I say you have a child.
Yeah,
you ask
yeah.
me you have a child.
Yeah.
It's almost here, which is exciting.
Right.
But so you want to be protective and make sure that that's safe. And so a lot of the neighbors do upgrade for that, especially Jamie. Jamie really liked how our indoor service was so much safer for our children and our pets rather than having to go up. The price is going to be about the same. As far as I know, with a home your size, EcoShield's going to charge $99 a quarter. And that's the same price. So the price is not going to vary. It's just going to be the safety and effectiveness of the service. And so how long have you been? You've been with them for also 2 years?
No, I think it's two years.
Yeah, so you can definitely upgrade then because you're out of any contract with them. So that's nice. They should do a 1 year contract like us. And so we could just take care of the whole exterior, make sure those wasp nests are actually knocked down and the pheromone seeds are sent to the paste. So have them coming around. And then also treat up inside the wall voids where we'll actually get back inside. Do that granular on the whole backyard and a full wasp inspection on the fence. And then take care of all the mice in the garage. So the price is going to be the same. Again, typically, your size home, I'm assuming you guys have the three bathrooms finished, mostly finished basement?
Yes, yes. Okay.
And it's three car, right? Correct? Okay. Make sure. Excuse me, it's hot up here. Typically, you guys are about $209 for your first service and $129 quarterly. That's if you're working with a local company. So EcoShield is now international. They were national.
Okay.
But now they're international, being bought by Orkin. But either way, I mean, using a local company, you're going to get a lot better product, a lot more effective product, a lot safer product, and a lot more customized service because you're dealing with somebody who's like in the area and knows the area well. So usually you're that, and then to get all this extra service here is about an extra $80 each time generally. While we're out here from Littleton, we're able to do all this stuff here for free. And then, as I said, we drop the initial, and where you already have a service, drop that all the way down to 50 for the first service. So it'd just be $50 tomorrow. And then the quarterly would just be $99 after that. So,
for a year.
Yeah, just for 5 services, 1 year, wash everything out. And if you guys like us, kind of like what you've done with EcoShield, you can continue on a quarter to quarter basis rather than ever having to re-sign anything.
Okay.
And you're always locked in at the discount. So, our agreements are basically the same. They're very similar between us and EcoShield. Do a lot of work with them and a lot of upgrades from them. So, I'm very familiar with their service and their products. Pricing things, but yeah, so it's just a $50 that would all be tomorrow